You're helping someone. And that's like the best part of the job.
Bonjour, Anin. Welcome to Native Lights, where Indigenous voices shine. I'm your host, Cole Primo.
And I'm your other host, Leah Lem. Miigwech for joining us. Native Lights is at its core a place for Native folks to tell their stories. Every week we have great conversations with wonderful guests from a bunch of different backgrounds. And we have this great mix of passions, of gifts, and it all centers around the big point of purpose in our lives. So Cole, another day, another opportunity to amplify Native voices. How's it going?
It's going really well. One of the questions we love to ask our guests is like, how do you stay grounded? How do you treat yourself every now and then? And recently, I've been getting my beard trimmed, and it's just a nice little restful thing to do. Just have a little conversation, get the beard trimmed.
Do they do the thing with a warm towel?
Oh, it's not
over
that.
Your
it's
face.
Not even that, like,
and the
intricate.
Foamy.
See, I don't know if I want somebody with a razor, like.
Oh, the Sweeney Todd thing.
Sweeney Todd. I don't know if I'm going to do that. It's just, you know, trimming it, shaping it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, how you doing? What's up?
Doing well. We're taking a impromptu trip. You know, I was in the cities recently, as you know, because we hung out. Mm-hmm. And when I got back home, I was rugged. And Daniel was like, we should plan something for next March, like, and make sure we get out of town, you know, during the winter. When I was like, heck with next March. Like, I'm not interested in talking about next March. Like, let's
next
go
week.
This go. April. Like, when can we go soon? And so we I just sort of looked at a map and zoomed out a bit, and looked, you know, where can you drive in a day? And then Daniel did the same, and we decided upon Kansas City.
That's great.
But I'll be excited to go someplace with at least a little bit more sun.
Yeah.
And a little bit less of this white stuff, which is...
Yeah. It's lingering.
It's fine. It's lingering. It's fine. It's just I need a little break. But that brings us to our guest today, Geralyn Lopez. So Geralyn Lopez is a weatherization auditor and inspector at Mojave Ottawa Community Action Partnership. And if you don't remember, we have talked to somebody else from Mojave Ottawa before. And if you remember, it is a nonprofit community action agency serving low-income families over 5 counties in northwestern and west central Minnesota. She has her building analyst certificate through the Building Professions Institute. And she also earned her solar certificate through an internship at White Earth Tribal College. So really into sustainable energy. Geralyn Lopez is a member of the White Earth Nation and has cultivated her passion and interests into working with her tribe to advance wind and solar energy in the community and communicating and educating on energy efficiency while inspiring future growth of women and youth in the industry. So remember, you know, when a new industry comes about, you have to have folks there to do the jobs. I think that's really cool to inspire part of the population that is often overlooked for technical jobs. So
no, that's great. Yeah.
So here is Geralyn Lopez.
Bonjour, Geralyn. Could you please introduce yourself and just tell us, you know, where you're joining us from, tribal affiliation, just anything you want to say.
Bonjour, Wabashke Benesis, Indishnakaz, Meganakindodem. Gawababubanakag. I'm from Natawash, Minnesota. I work out of Mojave in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, in the weatherization department. Right now, we try to help people in low-income households with their energy bills, how to save on their bills because they're really high. We help people with their water heaters, their furnaces, if they're too old, if they break down. We try to replace that free of charge for them. They don't have to pay anything. That's the main thing people worry about is they have to pay for it. But we send contractors out there to help them out. Oh, and then installation's a big thing. no one really knows that, depending on how much you have in your attics or your walls. Like, I never really knew that before I started working there.
Great. Well, we're definitely going to get into more of, like, your role there. But before that, I want to ask, you know, just how you're doing. How are you doing? How's the family doing in 2023 already?
Well, everything's going great. The year started out great when I started working at Mahubi, and then 2023 rolled around, and then I started getting an opportunity from when I worked at AmeriCorps. That's the whole way I got down to speak at Aspen. I'm an AmeriCorps alumni. Got that phone call in an interview, and they chose me to go down there and speak for them. We just moved out here to Nattawash, me, my wife, and our son that we just adopted. So we're learning what it's like for to be a homeowner with all the ups and downs. Everything's going great so far.
Wonderful. Home ownership is just another thing. You get a lot of surprises, especially with utilities. And like you mentioned, insulation, all of these things that you don't expect until you make that purchase. So we like to kick off our conversations by asking, what is on your mind? Is there something that you're thinking about these days, kicking around, that you'd like to chat about?
Well, I've been working on on audits, and we've been in meetings and doing everything, me and another coworker talking about how can we get more auditors or people into our field of work, since there's hardly anybody doing that. And it'll take a lot of people's plates, because I know North Dakota is looking for auditors. Other companies are looking for people to come in and apply. Just apply, as long as you have some kind of HVAC or construction background. And they do train you. They train you pretty well. They try to do the best they can. They explain it to you in simple steps on what to look for and how to use certain equipment. And it's a lot of math.
So what does a weatherization auditor do?
So we go into a home and we'll walk around and look around. We'll go through your whole house. We need access to everything, your attic, your crawl space, all the bedrooms. And we will take measurements. We'll measure your windows, see how much insulation you have. We will do a blower door test, and that tells us how much air leakage you have throughout your home. Pretty much we try to assess, and then we figure out what we can do once we get all those numbers when we go back to the office and put them in our assistant, our WA program, see where the most insulation needs to be at. It's so much dirty work, but it's fun because you're helping someone. And that's like the best part of the job.
That's awesome. I imagine the first step in sustainable energy is making sure a home is well insulated so you're not wasting energy.
Yep. And mainly the most air leakages are from windows if they're not sealed correctly. Sometimes they could be sealed, but sometimes some people don't understand, like if there's a light socket underneath, you can feel the air coming from there. Or if you have a dryer venting going outside, you can feel it around there too. So there's so much that I've learned in the last year when I was shadowing, was all these little places that you can figure out where you're going to have all the air leakage.
Cole, does this get you excited to become a homeowner? To like think about the energy use in a house?
Yeah. I was walking through, I was talking to my wife. I was like, I was standing by the garden window and I was like, I could feel a breeze. She's like, you're not working right now. Just down and relax.
Always thinking about it, huh? Where's that draft coming from? Yep. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's a big deal. Like around the doors, the light switches, like you just mentioned, underneath the doors, if they're not hung properly, all of these little things that kind of creep into your consciousness after you make a big purchase.
Yeah. And it's like the main thing for some homes is we switch out some of the light bulbs when we do an audit, like to LEDs. And someone said, oh, I thought those were expensive. I was like, well, they dropped the prices down on the LED light bulbs now. So it's like light bulbs, just like small things like shower heads, your faucets, your pipe insulation, just like the small things can help do a big adjustment on bills and whatnot.
You're listening to Native Lights, where Indigenous voices shine. Native Lights is produced by Minnesota Native News and Ampers with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Today we're speaking with Gerilyn Lopez, member of the White Earth Nation, who is a weatherization auditor and inspector at Mahabi Atwa Community Action Partnership. Gerilyn works to advance wind and solar energy and educates communities about energy efficiency. I was curious, you talked about, you know, it's dirty work, but it's also great work because you're helping people. Could you talk more on that and just like how that drives you and like the experiences you've had helping people?
Well, I think the whole dirty work part is you can go into some homes and, you know, they're not well taken care of. And other people will turn around and be like, I can't do this, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to be in here because it smells or there's stuff all over the ground and everything. I told someone, because he went into a home like that and he wasn't sure what to do. And I was talking about that and I was like, we don't know what's going on in their life to why they live like that or what happened. But just, you know, help getting them to help the need, like someone needed a new ductwork done because hers was eroding. And you just to get someone out there to fix that and like see what fundings we can use to help them out, replace something and all that, it helps. Like growing up, my parents used Mahubi a lot for when we lived in tribal housing to help with the energy, our gas bills and everything else to help out with. So seeing people come out, seeing them, I don't remember who it was, but they come out and help out. I was like sitting there, I was like, huh, get in that type of work. But I didn't get into this type of work up until a couple years ago because I started doing some internship for a solar program out of White Earth, the tribal college. So I was trying to find something where I get my little, put that in the work and ended up with AmeriCorps and then ended up getting hired onto Mahubi. So just helping all people is great. I've been wanting to do that for a long time and finally got to do it instead of trying to help out some other ways.
Yeah, that's interesting that you saw the process happen, you know, with your parents and then later down the line, you're doing the same work. That's awesome. You mentioned the internship at White Earth Tribal College. Could you just speak more on that and what you learned during that?
It was a solar internship. It was a pilot program for the first time. And I went there and it was with four other people. So we learned how to, the solar process, the solar panels, how it worked. We actually got to build one and we got to stand there and help because they got solar panels going all around the reservation here. They got some at the college, by the Natawash Sports Complex. So we got to learn and get hands-on and help with that. So we learned all the math and how the electrical grid, no matter which country you're in, is the same, so everybody can read it. The teacher was really, really good. He showed us the basics. He even got us this little electrical panel box so we can build our little solar panel. He showed us how to actually putting one up and building it, on how to set it up, how it faces south, and then how much of a degree it has to be. I think it's like 15 or 17 degrees towards the sun, depending on which area you're at, though. That was a really good class, and right now they got, they have classes for it now, not just for interning and learning basic stuff. You can actually go there and get certified and find a job in doing solar. Now, I think it's through RR Real that they teamed up with. I was thinking about getting back into that just because me and my director are talking about getting solar for weatherization and finding homes.
That's really cool that they have that program. And I imagine with some increased demand for solar, that there is an increased demand for the number of workers to be able to install solar panels. And I saw here that you have a particular interest in inspiring future growth of women and youth in the energy industry. Can you talk about that?
Everybody thinks that like construction, what I'm doing is like a man's, like for just men. Like when I went to a woman's house, she'd never seen a woman like really do that type of stuff. And I was carrying up like heavy toolboxes and everything and using a tape measure. And she thought that was really, really neat. And it'd be great to get kids in going in the building trades, boys and girls. Like I have in-laws who are, the youngest one's 10 years old. And I try to, and I think the oldest one just turned 18, but there's six of them. And I try to get my nieces, them, and everybody into learning how to work with tools and explain to them about construction work and all this stuff. And I think our youth these days really don't know how to do certain things. Like I had to show my son how to, I asked my son for a Phillips screwdriver and he gave me the wrong thing. So I thought that was funny. And I was like, oh, I failed as a parent here.
Oh no.
But it's just, I think that if we get our youthness and being more energy efficient and showing them what everything does, it'll help out down the line. And then we can move on from there and showing them what recycling and what plastic bottles we can use. You can use plastic bottles. Someone, I think in Brazil, turned it into a thin solar pack for a book bag one, from what I read. But if we got our youth in all this, it'd be really great. And they can start out in high school to learn more about it.
That kind of leads into a question, just like on mentors, like, kids need mentors when they're, going through life. I'm curious if you had any mentors play a role in your work?
Coming into this work, no. My dad used to joke around when I was younger about his dad, like, watch, we're going to be paying for water these days sometime down in the future, which we shouldn't be paying for water. But I stepped into this role when I think I was in seventh grade and they were talking about greenhouse gases and all this stuff. So I started reading up on it and got into the whole climate change thing. And I think I was like 25 when they tried to get this program about weather turbines around White Earth. And I signed up right away because I wanted to learn more about it. And then nothing happened. So went into the construction and everything else. And that's how I got into where I'm at. But it was, I think, the person who pushes me more is my wife and her mom. My parents are proud where I'm at because they knew I was going to get there. They know how I am. Like if somebody's like, I'm just like, okay, I'm a quiet person. I just go off and do my thing. Like I don't talk much. I'm quiet at work.
Well, it is so important to have support at home. You're listening to Native Lights, where Indigenous voices shine. Native Lights is produced by Minnesota Native News and Ampers with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Today, we're speaking with Geralyn Lopez, member of the White Earth Nation, who is a weatherization auditor and inspector at Mojave Ottawa Community Action Partnership. Geralyn works to advance wind and solar energy and educates communities about energy efficiency. Can you talk a bit about your speech at Aspen Ideas Climate? How did you get that opportunity?
Well, like, I worked for AmeriCorps for a season. I won't say like 9 months. They say a year. So I worked for AmeriCorps, well, pretty much what I'm doing right now, except for I get to do more hands-on doing this. So I think it was beginning of January, I got a phone call because I did a little interview for when I closed out with the pilot program that they did. And then
he called me and asked if I would be interested in speaking to, I think his name was Brent, from the Climate Aspen Institute in Florida. And he was telling me about it. And I said, sure. And then he left out the whole, you're going to be speaking on stage thing.
Yeah.
So Brent called and I did an interview with him. And then he called me a week later and said, hey, would you like to go to Florida and speak at this conference? I'm speaking. He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, I had trouble speaking with you on Zoom. He was like, oh, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I went out there and I spoke. And super nervous. I was like really nervous. I couldn't breathe. I was calling my dad, my wife. I was trying to get a hold of my son, but he was in school. I forgot about the whole time zone thing. But it was nerve-wracking. But after it was done, it was great. I had no idea that when we were sitting in the VIP, the green room, I brought an assistant with me, and we were sitting there talking, and there's all these like great people around, and like we're sitting there and we didn't know we were sitting by a princess.
Whoa.
Yeah, we had no idea we were by a princess until she was on stage and was introduced. We're just like, oh, this lady has a lot of security guards around her. But there was Billie Eilish's mom was there.
Oh,
we didn't know that's Billie Eilish's mom until we like started looking at people's names that we're sitting around by. Just hearing everything that they're talking about, I was like, wow. I was like, we can do some of this stuff back home. Like the Princess of Dubai. She's working on something because there's so much humidity where she's at. They're working on something to get that humidity out of the air so they can have rainwater and all that stuff. She's working with someone in Florida with it. And then the lady from GMC is working on the EV cars. So she's trying to get that up and running. And I was like, well, around our area, they're doing the same thing. We just need more stations for them. And some people are like, well, people don't understand that. Well, you have to plan out your trips when you have electric vehicles. It's just like back in the early 1900s when we had started doing gas vehicles, you had to plan out your trips on how far you can make it before you had to stop and fill. So when I went down to Florida, that was a lot of learning, a lot of people and contacts. And then I was walking around there for a few days. People are just like looking at me and everything. And then when I went up and did my talk and everything, and I went to lunch, and then people started recognizing, oh, I see you around walking around here, because they recognized my medallion.
Oh, yeah.
And then they see me up on stage and they're like, we heard you. Just know that people heard you speaking. We heard what you had to say. I was like, oh, that's great. I was like, thank you. Got all red in the face. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you're doing a great job. It's like, thank you.
Wonderful. Yeah, I saw the video online. It was a big production, like a big stage and a podium and lights and an audience. So nice work. Congratulations on talking at Aspen Ideas Climate. Very cool. Ooh, my heart is racing just thinking about it.
As somebody who just can't speak, like public speaking is something that I try to avoid. I'm very much, you know, I'm very jealous of that ability. So good job.
Well, that was my first time doing that. When I was in high school, I tried to do public speaking. I couldn't even speak in front of my teacher. It was so hard. But doing it, I was like, that's great. I got it done.
I think it's important to note that it was something outside your wheelhouse, let's say, something probably that caused some discomfort. I'm just guessing. But can you talk about how, even though it was a tough thing to do, how did you get from being nervous to completing it?
I was looking at all my text messages and everything and saying, you're going to do great. Just breathe. You're going to make do fine. My mother-in-law told me to go outside and walk around. Mm-hmm. Couldn't walk around because they had they had Secret Service there because Kamala Harris was there. So we couldn't go outside and walk. But I was just taking deep breaths. And then as soon as they're like, you're next, I was like, okay, I got this. And some, I can't remember her name, but I looked her up and she's doing really great. She's doing everything she can for women's movement and all this stuff. So she's like holding my shoulder saying, just breathe. You're going to do great. You're going to do fine. I heard your speech when you were practicing it. Just breathe and bend your knees. So you don't, it's like, yeah. But going up there and just breathing, I was, got it done. I realized I missed like 3 paragraphs in my speech, but you can't tell.
That's great. That's just like, yeah. That's like when you get the lyrics wrong, when you're like, nobody knows the lyrics. So
yeah. I know the person who came down with me, she was like, oh, wow. She's already in that, on that part. In my own introduction, I was talking and after I skipped those paragraphs, I realized, oh, can't go back up and read. So I just kept going. She was like, it was smooth. I was like, thank you. I was like, oh my gosh.
You were just editing on the fly. Yeah. No, that's really great. Congratulations. Well, thank you so much, Geralyn. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today. It's been lovely.
It was great talking to you guys too.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks.
Bye.
Later.
Thank you to Geralyn Lopez, a White Earth Nation citizen, weatherization auditor and inspector at Mojave Atwa Community Action Partnership. I'm Cole Primo.
And I'm Leah Lem. Miigwech for listening. Gigawabamin.
Gigawabamin.
Native Lights, Where Indigenous Voices Shine, is produced by Minnesota Native News and Ampers with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
If you want to hear more Native folks talking about their gifts and finding their purpose, search for Native Lights, Where Indigenous Voices Shine, wherever you find podcasts, and find all of Minnesota Native News' content at minnesotanativenews.org.
KFAI is proud to present On and On, Jose James Sings Erykah Badu at the Dakota on May 7th and 8th. A jazz artist for the hip-hop generation, Jose James artfully blurs the lines between the genres of traditional and contemporary jazz, hip-hop, soul, funk, pop, and rock music. His new project, On and On, Jose James Sings Badu, investigates the breadth of Erykah Badu's iconic catalog, throwing down the gauntlet on the past years of jazz singing while charting a path forward for the culture. Tickets for Jose James can be found at the Dakota website. Visit dakotacooks.com for more details.
The internet geeks at IP House are proud supporters of Fresh Air Community Radio. IP House provides internet hosting and access for your community, large or small. More information is available at iphouse.com.
Welcome to Counter Stories, a program by people of color for people of color and everyone else. I'm Halee Lee, owner of The Other Media Group and Vice President of Programming at Ampers.
I'm Anthony Galloway, Senior Partner at the Dendros Group and Pastor of St. Mark AME Church in Duluth, Minnesota.
I'm Don Eubanks, Associate at Dendros Group and member of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe Indians.
And Luz Maria Fears cannot join us today following a loss in her family, and we want her to know we're thinking of her and we love her, and hopefully we'll have her back with us again soon. Joining us is Amelia, who has been a guest with us before, and she will be sitting in. So I'll have Amelia introduce herself.
My name is Emilia Gonzalez-Avalos. I am a nonprofit operator. I am a mother of three, a grandmother of two, and I am an immigrant to Minnesota from Mexico City.
And our guest this week, a very special guest, I'll have her introduce herself as well.
Well, good afternoon. Anpatiwashte, Gracie Horn, Imachiapie, Sisitawan Wakpektuan Oyate, Naku Hunkpapa Oyate, Naku Wakpekute Oyate, Mi Tioshwe, Southside Minneapolis, Edward T. Hello, everybody. My name is Gracie Horn. My people are the Sistemwaptan Nation. My great-grandmother was from Standing Rock Nation based out of North Dakota.